he was original creature, who could be prince in whole world in a very so little time. But I think he is always here with us, and I pray him that he should keep his so mercy upon me and also to you, that you should all enter in his Priya Bhakti, Radhanga Bhakti, and Prima Bhakti, and in this life also you should go enter in this Bhakti realm. मैं बहुत ही दुख प्रकाश करता हूँ कि मैं इन भावों को जो मैंने कहा शुद्ध रूप से मैं नहीं कह सका। हिंदी या बंगला भाषा में होता तो मैं कुछ और शायद कह सकता, किंतु आप सब लोग हिंदी भाषा में नहीं समझेंगे, और दुभाषिया भी शायद हमारे उन भावों को जो मैं कहना चाहता था नहीं समझ। आज गुरु जी का दुरासा दिन ऐसा है जिसमें हम भीतर से उनके विचारों को समझने की चेष्टा करके हम उसमें प्रवेश कर सकते हैं। आज गुरु जी हम लोगों पर कृपा करके वो भाव दें, उनके भावों को समझ करके हम भक्ति में प्रवेश कर सकें और विश्व में भी उसका प्रचार कर सकें। यही हम प्रार्थना करके अपना वक्तव्य में सुना सकते
Perhaps because, as you have said, Prabhupada was filled with a magic wand. Because we know exactly what we were. And we did not understand what we were, but we knew very well what we were. We were the most holy person. We did not know the name Krishna. We did not have any good qualities whatsoever. But he acted like a touchstone. By his association, as Sanatana Goswami said, that bell metal can change into gold. Something by the touch of the alchemist stone. So in the same way, by his contact, those with very good qualities have become transformed. It was done by his desire. He had such a strong desire. He had so much love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so much appreciation for giving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that he went in that tirelessly. He knew how to give the order. He had absolute faith on that order. And as Salat Maharaj said, I don't want liberation. So long as I can serve my Guru Maharaj, I don't want liberation. We heard one of Prabhupada's disciples speaking. He was Prabhupada's servant, Hari Suryabhu. He said that Prabhupada was forcing the servants to force him to preach more and more. And they could see that by doing this preaching, he was gradually becoming weaker and weaker and going towards death, but he was saying to them, I want this blessing. I want this blessing that I should die like a soldier in the field. When Prabhupada was here in 1977, he was so weak that he could not lift his hands by himself. So he was sitting now in the room. He called me late in the night, maybe it was 11 o'clock at night. He said, we have tried everything, and all medicines are failing. So now I think that Krishna wants me to go back. So kindly let me go back. So, as a disciple, how could I say, yes, please go back? Because as Narayana Das Thakura sees, the disciple breaks his head on a stone, thinking of the separation of the Guru Maharaj. So I was thinking what to do, how to convince Srila Prabhupada that he should not give up the world. And then I said to Srila Prabhupada, the problem is that in Vrindavan is a place that you come to die. Vrindavan is a place that you come. Your Guru Maharaj didn't tell you to stay in Vrindavan. He told you to go to the west. So I see the reason that you are dying is because you're in Vrindavan. You should go to the west. I said, if you go to the west, again I quoted the Bhagavad Gita verse. I quote it in English, that if you die, Krishna told Arjuna, if you die, you will go to the heavenly planet. And if you live, you can enjoy the earthly things. So I said that if you live, then you can preach so much. And if you die, so what? You're always in Vrindavan. Wherever you go, it's Vrindavan. So when Prabhupada heard this, although he was so weak, he sat up like this. And he said, actually, Krishna has spoken through you. He said, let us go to the west and we will preach and I will die like a soldier in the field. And if I die in New York, he said, you will have to bury me on the roof of the building because there's no place on the street, there's only buildings, so you bury me on the top of the roof. So this was Prabhupada's move that we saw. And I only say this, that what is the qualification, what is our qualification for entering into Radha Mula Bhakti? Truly, the best qualification we have is the true condition which Prabhupada gave us. Because without that teaching, what are we? We are not very good sadhakas. We fall asleep while chanting our japa. We become tired while reading. We commit so many mistakes and offenses. But I think that a word that Prabhupada told, one day I approached him in Bombay, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, you are sending us to the pain. You are causing us to do all these apparently worldly acts. So I think that I cannot quote Bhagavad Gita as well as I can quote the Bombay municipal law. So probably that is not very good. We should be able to call Father or Peter. Raja, right, but you're giving us all of these things to do. So then he said, for so many lifetimes you have spoiled your life. Now, somehow you have come to Krishna consciousness. So I am requesting you that in this lifetime you sacrifice it for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you give your life wholeheartedly in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I promise you that whatever you are lacking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come and cover for you and take you back to Godhead. So, Guru Parashraya, what is the mission of Srila Prabhupada? It is a twofold mission. On the one hand, it is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world with all of our mission. And on the other hand, it is to personally become Krishna conscious ourselves. You cannot spread Krishna consciousness if you are not Krishna conscious. Why was Srila Prabhupada successful? Because of his Krishna consciousness. Because he has so much love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. So unless we get that love, our mission will not become successful. Some scholars who are close to our movement, they have written in a book that the success of the Krishna consciousness movement will depend on whether the members of this society can actually develop love for Radha and Krishna. If they cannot, then the movement will not succeed. So I think that, as Narayan Maharaj has told us, that Srila Prabhupada will act as Antaryami. He will guide us through the Vaishnavas, through our God brothers. He will guide us and help us in all respects if we are progressive, to go to the higher stages of Krishna Bhakti. If we don't do that, Prabhupada said, the Guru is not so pleased to take money from the disciple as much as to see the disciple advancing his spiritual life. So I think, I recall, Prabhupada got one letter from Giridharas Maharaj. And Giridharas Maharaj wrote that when the aarti is being performed to Radha Das Bihari, sometimes I start to cry. And when I am reading the book, sometimes the tears come. So I am worried, because I know that I am a fallen person, and you have warned us not to be sahajya. So please tell me, what is this? And Srila Prabhupada said, actually this is the mercy of Radha and Krishna upon you. This is Srimati Radha's mercy upon you. This is not bogus, this is genuine. So I saw how much Prabhupada was pleased, and he became very much pleased to read this letter. He was very personally pleased inside. So I could see by this that he was so much pleased to know the advancement of the disciple. So I think that we must be pleasing, all of us who are Prabhupada's followers. We say Rupa Anuga, there is also Prabhupada Anuga. Those who are genuine Prabhupada Anuga, they should do two things. That with their sadhana, they should become more and more advanced. Not to mechanically do sadhana, but to actually develop some taste. To get some actual greed in the heart for chanting, for worshipping the deity, for serving the Vaishnava. And at the same time, with all of their efforts, they should sacrifice their life to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. If we do both of these things, just like the train runs on two tracks, and as Rupa Goswami has said, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Sadaka. Externally, we should act as a Sadaka and vigorously preach in the full Gosyanandi mood. And internally, we should try to understand what is Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? Who is Srila Prabhupada? And who are all of the different acharyas in our line? That they are all coming following Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari. So internally understanding their real identity, we can try to qualify ourselves one day in some future time, whether it's in this lifetime or some future lifetime, to become qualified to perform pure bhajan. So that when we stand, there will actually be some change, some feeling. Now we have no feeling. But the feeling will come. At least we can desire that we can let that feeling come one day. And this will actually please Srila Prabhupada. When he speaks to the devotees of feeling ecstasy, when they are dancing in kirtan and their ecstatic feelings within their heart, and when they are spreading Krishna consciousness, as Srila Prabhupada did, without any fear, conquering in all directions, that the whole world should be Krishna consciousness, not just on the platform of Kanista mentality, but on the platform of advanced devotees, Madhyam Bhaktas and one day Bhushan Bhaktas. Srila Prabhupada said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that his mission would be successful if he could create one pure devotee. And Prabhupada said the same thing. He said, if I can create one pure devotee, my mission will be successful. So I think that Prabhupada actually doesn't want one pure devotee. I think he wants many, many pure devotees. So I am simply requesting all devotees of ISKCON that should fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. That every one of them should one day, by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, become pure devotees. And that will please our spiritual master, and it will fulfill the prediction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada said, I will be satisfied in the history book. It is written that the Krishna consciousness movement saved the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gopi Nandini Hari Hari.